We're going to rejoin now a story we began yesterday about the Haida Indians of Canada. The tribe recently recovered ancestral remains from the Field Museum in Chicago and took them back to the rainy, forested Queen Charlotte Islands off Canada's Pacific coast for reburial. Producer Alan Cockle, on assignment for the Worlds of Difference documentary series about global change, followed the Haida's funeral-like procession through their village of Skidigit.
In the weak afternoon light, the long procession to the cemetery begins.
Chief Chikal leads the way in wolf crown and ermine fur.
The other chiefs fall in behind, and then the singers and the rest. Many wear their woven cedar hats, their family crests across their shoulders draped in red and black. They clutch the boxes to their chests. Their ancestors in bentwood cedar boxes draped in cedar boughs. Andy Wilson built them, 84 today and hundreds more, under an awning by his house.
This is the bentwood boxes, the same as the way they used to make them in the old days, to either be storage for clothing or food, or for our purpose, they used to bury the ancestors in these bigger ones.
Each is fashioned from a single cedar plank, steamed and bent.
Slow. There you go.
It's an old skill, passed down like the Haida songs Wilson learned back when singing was subversive.
One of the things my grandfather did was he would have people watching outside his house there, because we weren't allowed to gather like that to learn those song and dances. So that was around 1956, 57. So there was a whole different flip in there in the school systems for how people perceive Native people. And when my daughter came home and she started singing and dancing, the emotions just came out of inside me, you know. I started crying, and that was just too overwhelming for me.
The procession moves along between the tidy houses and the sea. It files past the famous dogfish totem pole, its frog and bear and man, its wooden watchman's silent gaze. 6 dozen poles once lined this shore, but for most of a century, just this one was raised. The carver's granddaughter, Nika Collison, knows today that things have changed.
This is all just 200 years ago that Europeans first got here. And it was in the mid-1800s that we went from way over 10,000 people to under 1,000 in a couple of years. Then there's some missionaries and residential school and just a lot of devastation, alcohol, all that. It's the story. It's all over the world this happens. So we're just ready to do it now. We're the generation that inherited that right to make things better.
It's Guja singing now. The name means drum. The elected president of the Haida, a politician by day, artist by night, he spends his evenings in the carving shed.
This is the upper part of the pole. It has to be round. So while there might be some people who kind of gasp and say, you mean to say they killed a 500-year-old tree just to carve it up? Well, that's true, but at the same time, it's through this art and through the cultural efforts that we protected about half of this island because of the cultural need for cedar.
Carving art and schooling brought things back. But Guja looks to the courts for the next victory. Because the Haida never signed a treaty, they've sued the government for title to the islands, the forests, and the nearby sea.
So the ability to take resources from the land is a part of it. We want to be sure that in the future we know exactly what old forests will still remain, and the integrity of the watersheds too. Produce clean water for the spawning salmon, for example.
The lawsuit makes many non-Haida on the islands nervous, but not Dale Lohr, the part-time mayor of a nearby, mostly white community. He supports the title claim.
I work building logging roads. I've been here 18 years. Nobody else has a vested interest in what happens here except the people that live here, and 99.5% of the people that are going to stay here intergenerationally are Haida.
In Skidegut, the parade has reached its end. Gujah sings again above the grave, a warrior song, because he says this is a battle, all a battle. And then the shovels do their work, and the people retrace their steps, and the ancestors rest in peace. And tonight, at last, there is a feast.
Producer Alan Cockles, Bones of the Haida Nation, part of the Worlds of Difference, a project of Homelands Productions. For photos and more information, visit our website, npr.org.